We continue on the KCII PM sports page as we catch up with this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Baseball Athlete of the Week. It's Blake Bontrager from the Iowa Mennonite School. We caught up with Blake following his team's game on Wednesday against Cardinal of Eldon. Blake, let's start with, you do a lot of different things for the IMS baseball team. We're going to talk about pitching, hitting, and really all aspects. So what positions do you play?
First, catcher and pitcher.
And so what's your favorite of those three?
I like catching the most.
Why?
When I throw someone out at second, it's the best feeling in the world.
Well, I want to go to that first then. Luckett from New London was 13 of 13 in stolen bases. You threw him out not once but twice. What did that feel like?
That was great. I was pretty sure he was going to steal on the first pitch, and the pitch came in pretty high. I was like, sweet. And then I just gunned him, and it felt great.
And I want to go back to a week ago against Wapello. You not only got the win on the mound, but you got the game-winning hit. So let's start with pitching that night. What was working for you?
My cutter was definitely the best pitch I had that night. Just a simple movement, got people to ground out, got a few strikeouts too.
Now, when you're working out on the mound and you find that rhythm, what's that feel like?
It's kind of like art, honestly. Just when you and your catcher are in sync and the calls are going your way, makes a great game.
Now, I talked with Danny about this just a second ago because you guys rallied in the seventh again today. You did that against Wapello. What's this team's mentality when you're down late?
We're focused the most when we're down late. It helps us, but in the beginning it's not good. But it definitely helps come back from games, and we're definitely a strong team and can come back from almost anything.
Let's go to your at-bat against Wapello, the game-winning hit. What are you looking for in the seventh?
First few pitches, I was just looking for a strike down the middle. I think I fouled off one or two. Didn't get really what I wanted. And that last pitch, I just saw the spin of the ball, this curved ball, just stuck out my bat and hit over the second baseman.
Now, what do you think when you see the ball going to right?
I was like, no way, it's unbelievable. And, yeah, it was a great feeling.
How do you and your teammates celebrate something like that?
Shout for joy on the field, and then maybe go out to eat after the game.
And want to go from pitching and a hitting perspective here. Now, you as a pitcher and as a hitter, other guys on the pitching staff with you here for IMS, who would be the toughest guy to go in the box against of your teammates?
I would say Reggie. Reggie's throwing some good. It's good he has a good curveball this year.
And for you as a pitcher, who do you not want to see of your teammates dig in the box? Who's the toughest out?
I'd say Isaiah. He's really tough out. He usually makes contact, and it's almost always a hit.
Let's break down the matchup then. You dig in against Reggie. Do you get a hit, or does he get you out?
I catch for him, so I know him pretty well, so I'd say I'd get the hit.
All right, now Isaiah digs in against you. How's that matchup go?
He's my catcher. He knows what pitches I'm going to throw. I think he'll probably get a hit.
He'll get a hit. All right. No, no home runs or anything though, right?
No, just definitely not. Maybe a soft ground ball.
All right. And for you, now that you've seen the conference for a couple of years, how about opposition? Who's the toughest guy maybe in the conference or that you've seen to hit off of?
Who graduated last year was Keaton Wynn. He got drafted this year into the MLB. There's a lot of new guys this year that are coming up, so I'm not sure yet.
And as a pitcher, who's the toughest out that you've faced so far from another team?
I'm not real sure. There's some one or two tough guys on every team, honestly.
Okay. Now, for you, for the rest of the season, we've still got about two-thirds of it left. What are some individual goals that you've got and some team goals you guys have set this year?
Up my batting average. I'm not doing so hot there. For pitching, I'd say not lose another game. Lost the first one, haven't lost one since. And then as a team, start hitting in the beginning of the games, get up on teams. That would help us a lot.
Last part here, Blake. Sponsor Hedge Above Lawn Care has core values, dedication, responsibility, respect. What are your core values?
I'd say hard work and responsibility. Hard work behind the plate really gets you some good blocks. Responsibility, picking up the bases and stuff after, really helps you get some playing time.
Congratulations on Athlete of the Week. Your great performance. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
That's Blake Bontrager, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Baseball Athlete of the Week, joining us on AM and FM KCII. We'll be back with more right after this.